This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, it was a milestone feat for Portland's Oliver Bjorkstrand. 50 goals in 50 games, capped off with a big night. We'll have more on that. Halifax, Nova Scotia is the scene for the University Cup. 8 CIS teams featuring nearly 70 WHL graduates competing for the national championship. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison will join us to talk about that, along with former Tri-City American Cruz Reddick, the WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month for February, now with the defending national champions, the University of Alberta Golden Bears. And the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, Peter Quenneville of the Branded Wheat Kings. He'll join us later. Well, a big night for Portland Winterhawk forward Oliver Bjorkstrand last weekend.
Bjorkstrand, full flight into the zone with Bittner. Bjorkstrand walks in, he scores! Somebody get that man the puck. Oliver Bjorkstrand, 50 goals in 50 games this season as he wires it top shelf on the two-on-one, looked off goaltender Terry Kosin and buried it up and under the bar. And for Oliver Bjorkstrand, back-to-back 50-goal seasons for him. The first Winterhawk to have two 50-goal seasons in his career since Dennis Holland in the late 80s.
It was one of four goals in a 7-1 victory over Seattle. Bjorkstrand becomes the first player in the WHL to score 50 goals in 50 games since Emerson Edom accomplished the feat with the Medicine Hat Tigers in the 2011-2012 season.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month is former five-year Tri-City American Cruz Reddick. Cruz is in Halifax at the University Cup getting ready to defend with the University of Alberta Golden Bears.
Yeah, it's great to see a different part of the country for once. And, you know, myself and my whole team are just excited to get things rolling tomorrow night and finally get a game in.
Just had TJ Foster on the show a couple weeks ago. He picked up the January award. But you're in your fourth year there now with the University of Alberta. And I'm obviously that's been a good program for you. It's been a successful program for you. You're on the WHL scholarship program, Cruz, after your 5 years in Tri-City. How's the scholarship program been for you, and what has it meant for you?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I can't speak highly enough of it. You know, for every guy coming out of junior, professional hockey, you know, might not be the option right away. So to have an option like the WHL scholarship and something to fall back on is huge, and it really speaks to the WHL and what they're trying to you know, do for their players and whatnot. I've benefited huge from it, and I can't speak highly enough of it, and you know, I'm very thankful to have this opportunity.
Cruz, what's it like being a student athlete? 5 years or 4 years at U of A now. I'm sure it's a lot different than your 5 years in Tri-City. But talk to me about the transition of playing in the WHL and then taking full-time classes and playing hockey as well.
Yeah, no, for sure it's a big transition. You know, you go from being in the WHL to playing every day, and kind of that's your job when you're older there. But you come to school and your priorities kind of change. You know, you're a student athlete, so the student comes first, and it's just all about managing your time and, you know, making sure your studies, you know, are benefiting from your hockey and whatnot.
You played over 300 games in the Western Hockey League, and you know what, you're a small-town guy from small-town Saskatchewan, and what was it like to, you know, take that leap of faith, I guess, if you will, to the WHL and go to Kennewick, Washington to begin your WHL career? I'm sure it was a tough decision for you.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, I kind of stepped out of my comfort zone, like you said, and growing up, I always wanted to play in the WHL. That was always a dream of mine. Just kind of, Kennewick was a long ways away from home, but I have a great family and a very good support system. So, I mean, it was a pretty easy transition.
And your time in Tri-City, 5 seasons, you guys had a lot of success in that span when you were there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can take a lot of the success stories hockey-wise, but just the people I met and, you know, teammates, my billets, the family I created through those 5 years in Tri-City are something that no one can take away from me, and that's probably got to be my greatest memories out of that.
Well, you go into the championship here as the defending champs at University of Alberta, all the way in Halifax. Good luck there, and great job representing the WHL as you try to track down another national title. Cruz, thanks for being our guest here today.
All right, thank you very much.
WHL Commissioner Ron Robison says the University Cup is an example of talented WHL and CHL grads flourishing after junior hockey.
Well, that's right, John. Of course, we're very, very proud of all of our graduates who utilize the WHL scholarship, not only the WHL, but across the Canadian Hockey League, and have the opportunity to play competitive hockey at the university level. We're excited, obviously, to have the University of Alberta, University of Calgary, representing the Western Canada in this tournament, but particularly the 68 players who are WHL alumni playing for all eight teams in the University Cup.
You know what, you look at it, seven of the eight teams have a WHL graduate on it. So these players are taking the scholarship and not only looking Canada West, but being heavily recruited out east as well.
Well, that's right. The majority certainly play in Western Canada with the Canada West Conference here, and others certainly go east and play in Ontario and Quebec and in the Maritimes. And it's a great level of hockey, great way to extend their playing career after finishing in the Western Hockey League.
You know, I just had Cruz Reddick on the show, Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month for February, raving about the scholarship program. When you talk to the guys that have been at it, now this is Cruz's fourth year, you know, great things to say about it. I think the players that are taking advantage of this scholarship program might not realize it when they're playing in the league, but it's a huge factor for life after the WHL.
Well, one thing we take great pride in, the fact that whether the players turn professional at the end of their WHL careers or take advantage of the scholarship, 100% of the players have a great option. And, of course, that option includes CIS hockey when you take the scholarship program. And 328 players this year in the Western Hockey League are benefiting from the scholarship program, but 187 are playing in the CIS or college levels across the country. And we're very, very proud of that.
WHL Commissioner Ron Robison, our guest here on WHL This Week, talking about a big weekend of university hockey. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you very much, John.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
What a second half going for Brandon Wheat Kings captain Peter Quenville. He is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Bruce Lubke has more.
With the Western Hockey League Player of the Week, Peter Quenville, 6 goals and 9 points in 3 games last week. And for you, obviously a tremendous week, including your second career Western Hockey League hat trick in the Wednesday victory over the Lethbridge Hurricanes. And really was a continuation of what's been a pretty strong second half for you.
Yeah, you bet. Since I've been able to play with Timmy and Clemmer, it seems like, pucks really starting to go in the net. And they're both great players and they make great passes. So I'm just trying to have a quick release and get pucks on net, and they seem to be finding their way.
And the thing is, it seems like you guys have played together for so long, but it's only actually been, I think, about 8 games, but yeah. You seem like you had some instant chemistry as soon as you got put together about the middle of February. What do you think makes you guys so strong as a line combination?
I think just being older players, I think we're probably a little bit more reliable on the defensive side, which allows us to get the puck more. And it's a lot easier, I found, to be more consistent as you get older. And we seem to be bringing, a pretty solid effort every night. And I think that's what's allowed us to, find that chemistry and just knowing, each guy's going to bring his best every night. And it just seems to be working.
Lots of team goals still to come here in the regular season. Obviously, trying to chase Kelowna down for first overall is one of those, but also the 50-win club. And in the history of this franchise, there's only been four other teams that have gotten to 50 or more wins in a single season. How motivated is this group to kind of join that elite group of teams that have gotten to that 50-win plateau?
Yeah, I think it's something we've had our eye on all year. Needing two more in the last six. To get there is, something that we definitely have a focus on, and we're going to try and close them out and win every game we can and try to get 54. But, just to get to 50 wins is, definitely a solid achievement, and just talks about, how hard we've worked all year and speaks to our depth and guys have challenged each other every day to get better. So I think it's just a stepping stone to hopefully a championship run.
You're getting the spotlight on you, obviously, as the player of the week, but this team going into this week, 309 goals, leads the Western Hockey League. You're one of seven players with 20 or more goals this season. You just mentioned the depth. Why does that make you such a tough team to play against?
Well, I think anybody can score every night. I mean, like you said, we've got, seven 20-goal guys, but we've also got, I think, three more that are real close to the 20-goal club. So imagine, finishing with 10 20-goal guys is... it's pretty crazy. It almost makes you think, like you got three first lines, which, for us is something that we really believe is going to help us down the stretch. But, sometimes it takes the pressure off guys that, might not be contributing as much as they want, because, there's other guys that are going to be able to step up and get that big goal. And we're going to need a lot of those big goals down the stretch when they're harder to find.
All right, Pete, thanks for this.
Thanks.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to Bruce Lubke and Brandon for his help. Thanks as well to our guests, WHL Commissioner Ron Robison, Cruz Reddick, and Peter Quenville. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.